Hello, welcome to The Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow, and this will be episode 14. I have a lot in one show, and I'm just going to get started. 14 is the number of me losing my virginity, and I'm not going to say that over and over because that's not what this is about, and this show is not to, like, put my business on blast and stuff like that. I only said that because people run around and they use the number 14 knowing that information. So I'm saying it out of my mouth that is why people act like psychos and weirdos about it. Now that I said that, that is behind us now. I think it was a little too young and too early, especially not knowing a lot about it at that time. That is what it means. When I was a teen, my mom worked at the cable company. That's how she supported us. And at night, I would stay up and watch TV, and I watched a broadcast called Nick at Night. I watched old black and white shows like Green Anchors, Dobie Gillis, Mary Tyler Moore, Mr. Ed, My Three Sons. Like, I watched an era where it was still black and white, like I said, and the shows were, like, I want to say more wholesome. I don't know if that's, like, exactly it. But yeah, they had, like, morals to them. I'm a millennial, but I, in my head, have this thing, like, where certain people and certain professions are supposed to be, like, moral beacons. Like, I feel the police are supposed to be, like, moral beacons. Like, they're supposed to, you know, from what I saw, and this is going into, like, the black and white shows I watched and, you know, like, all the old programming, like, they're supposed to show up at your door and be like, what's the problem, miss? How can I help? Or the nurses are supposed to be, like, really, like, into their job. They're supposed to like their job. Same with teachers. Like, that used to be a big deal. Like, the teachers are about wanting to help children. I'm also grew up in the time of Goofus and Gallant, and that's, like, a big deal to me because they were, like, archetypes of goodness and badness. Like, Goofus, there's a situation, and I still think about it to this day. Like, there's a situation, and you handle it like a Goofus or a Gallant way. Like, Goofus is really selfish in his actions, and I see a lot of people that act that way. Like, everything is about them, their identity, how they feel about them, and they don't focus on how another person feels. And Gallant is just, like, forward thinking and just goes with the flow, but, like, gets stuff done and just, you know, doesn't have time for nonsense and just, you know, gets stuff done and that's it. Move on. It reminds me of the N-word. And everybody knows when I'm talking about the N-word or I'm saying the N-word, what that means. With the A at the end or with the ER at the end. Nigga, to me, is somebody that thinks you can read their mind. That's what the N-word represents to me, somebody that thinks you can read their mind. Because whenever that comes up, it's always like this person, oh, you're supposed to know that. Oh, you're supposed to know that. That's how I felt. Oh, you're supposed to know. It's just, that's just how it is. All right, moving along. Also, dealing with being a teenager, being 14, I'm going to speak about marijuana. And I always think about a child's mind or a person's mind is not developed, meaning their frontal lobe is not developed until the age of 27. Or that would be 25 years. So is it really necessary to start smoking marijuana that young? I would say no. And there are two main reasons that I've came to that conclusion, because I was not always there, but this is now, this is today, so this is what I have to say. There are people that enchant the weed, that do stuff to the weed. So you think you're just smoking, oh yeah, it's ganja and it's good for you, and no one ever died from smoking marijuana and it helps and it's legalized and blah, 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 blah. But that's reason number one. Also, it being said that it's a gateway drug, I completely see that, because it's not the drug itself that's a gateway drug. It is the drug dealer, because it's the person that is selling you the weed. And then the next thing you know, they pop up and say, hey, I have coke for 10 bucks. You know, you're going for weed. Hey, I got coke for 10 bucks. Or the drug dealer wants to get you hooked on something else. So that's what, you know, I didn't get in times past, like how it's a gateway drug. I'm like, ooh, I smoke marijuana, now I want to do something else because I smoke marijuana. No, it's the drug dealer that is the gateway. And speaking of coke, you guys that ran around and said all this cokehead stuff, you guys are totally out of your mind, because cocaine is not just cut with fentanyl. And when I spoke about fentanyl, I want to say that people are out there that are looking for fentanyl. They're looking for that bag. And they like to do fentanyl, and it's enjoyable to them. Like I said, there's always like an opposite. Like I'm thinking, oh, it's so bad, and people are just ushering it over here, and it's just horrible, and people are dying. That's true. But there are also people that are looking for that product. But like I was saying, you guys are out of your mind, because coke is not like cut with like its purity. And I'm thinking of like in Colombia, because I've heard stories about Colombia and stuff like that, but I don't even know if it, I've never been to Colombia, point blank bottom line, so I have no idea if how it's cut. But coke is cut with dewormer, so when you jerks and a-holes are out there saying cokehead, 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 when you yourself are doing it and you don't want to die from coke, you want to put that negative spirit off on me, and the stuff isn't even like healthy. Cut with dewormer, which does something to your heart. That can give your heart flutters, and it's like bad for your heart, and it's cut with like all this bad stuff, but no one cares, Dr. Burke. And all you government officials that were out there pushing that like it's a good thing, and you air quote have my back, you guys are totally wrong, and you're going to have to pay for that karma. And moving forward, I know pills are like the big thing now. You know, when I was in college, it was like the heroin pills and the coke pills and stuff like that. But I was never into that. I'm just acknowledging, like, I guess it's the easiness or easeability of, you know, you just pop something. Bottom line, done. But yeah, drugs are no good. And I do believe in marijuana for health reasons. And If I had to take a stance, I would say legalize it, but I know they're not because, like I said, it's the drug dealer. Like, they have control at that point to destroy a person's life or, you know, control a person's life or put stuff in the marijuana and who wants them to legalize it? Like, if it's by a good company that just sells you straight marijuana and cuts out, you know, all the okie doke. As of right now, I do think there are some benefits to it. But like I said, you think you're getting the marijuana that, oh, it's just medicinal and it's from the earth and it's just all good. But there's stuff that's being done to it. Like I said, I was one of those dumb teens. My boyfriend at the time said, you don't smoke weed or drink, you're boring, or something like that. I was a teen that would succumb to what other people think and peer pressure, and yeah, I mean, that really sucks. Like, looking back at it, it's like, I just can't believe that teens get so fickle and they're just so ambivalent about everything and they don't want... My biggest thing is there's a show and it was called I Hate My Teen Daughter or something like that. And that's just a caveat for like sex trafficking because you're putting that out into the energy. I hate my teen daughter. And just by looking at the title, and I wasn't a teen at that time, but like if I'm having issues and problems and I'm all hormonal, it's just a big problem, I think. Like, you know, you're just a super hormonal and it's like you can't hear certain things, and you know, then you look at a show and it's like, I hate my teenage daughter. But then there are people, like I said, always an opposite. No, I'm not going to call it duality, but an opposite. Because there's the good, the bad, and the evil. And there's these people that are just lying and waiting for like some screwed up girl or, you know, a teen to try to mess with them and stuff like that. And it's just really sick. And then there's this thing where the teen doesn't like connect with the parent and they're just really super like weird. It's just, it's gross because it's like these teens are people too, and they're just like preteens, like they're human beings, but then they're acting like something is really, 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 really wrong. I guess it's a lot to be a teen, but what I'm saying is they face outside influences, like people rolling around high schools, like seeking out people. Even like with me, I think that I was like kind of I'm saying sober, like for like level-headed, like I thought logically, like I still do, but then there are just times where I was like, I don't know, like whatever, you know, or I thought I was grown. Like that was a big thing. Like I thought I knew everything, and you know, I was 14. I guess there's like a lot of deception and delusion around that age too. And like I said, I'm not going to put it all on the teenager. I'm just saying like that's what people do to manipulate as well. Even I was in high school and I went to Washburn, and there's this principal named Mr. Hodges. I think he was a principal or he was a vice principal or something. Anyway, I live close to the high school, so I would walk home. And I remember I was just walking, minding my own business, walking alone. And that's another thing. Teens, have some friends that you can trust. You know, so you're not like a loner or like secluded or separate, because people, I know, pick up on that. But anyway, I'm just walking home and this guy just rolls in a car. I'm like, who is this? Like, he just stops in the middle of the street and rolls down his window, like, while, when I reached my block, you know, I'm on the corner of my block, I'm about to turn and go into my home, and some guy just stops, rolls down the window and says, can I come in? And I'm like, where, you know, it's like, where is this coming from? Like, I wasn't a hoe, like, I wasn't even thinking about sex or anything weird, and it's like, I don't know why these people, like, picked me out as that girl. Like, there is nothing that really stood out, like, it was nothing I was aspiring to, but it was just weird, and I told my mom, and it was just, it's like, can I come in for what? I'm like, no, and, you know, but then when I get to school, of course, this person, because there's a chain to all of this, is going to be, have told everyone, and so there's going to be some eerie silence and awkward feeling when I go to school, and it's going to, you know, mess up what I have going at school. You know, I'm just a normal kid. I'm just, you know. But yeah, it's like these freaks and these perverts really do exist out there. And I acknowledge that. And it's going to make me go into a section of, what did I call it before? Celebrity? Yeah, like a celebrity section. And I haven't done it for a while because I really don't. Like, it's not really doing anything to me. I'm just kind of testing it out. But it is the T.I. and Tiny story. And I totally believe they did it. Like, I'm not going to say anything more. It's just, you can see it. And like I said, how these people have came at me, and the energy on their show, and the things they say, and the negative energy, that's what leads me to believe that they totally did it. All right. The thing with this case is there are people who came out and they complained, but then they retracted that complaint, and T.I. and Tiny are like walking out free on the street. See, I believe that certain things happen to certain people, and it's like all the people who made a complaint, obviously it wasn't that important. It wasn't something that they really believed in, because they're walking free. Like, no one cared. And I think that's wrong. I think what they did was really demented and gross. But like I said, when you have a person that has this money, just because a person has money, and I know this for a fact because I talk a lot about money, and I'm about to get in that to end off this episode, it doesn't mean like they have good intentions. Like, a lot of people made it, like I was talking about, by being gross and disgusting. And it's just, it's bad because they have kids, and it's like they don't care about their kids at all. And when people are doing certain like stuff like that, it's like they don't care about their kids at all. And I want to just say to round it off too, is that, like with me and my story about suing, like, I didn't sue, and I could have, but like with the people, like, maybe they didn't understand the court process, or maybe they were paid off, but still, it's like, to have monsters walk free is not a good look, period. Like, there should have been some end to this. if it was really, you know what I'm saying, air quote true, like we know it is, you could just look at them and just see like they're just wretched. So yeah. All right, now we finally get to my topic of being relevant and trendsetting. I have always considered myself a trendsetter. Like, I'm talking about even as a teen, because it's like the things I would do, like, no one would do it. And then I would do it, and then I noticed, like, everyone start to do it. And you know that I'm telling the truth here because that's how it is now. Like, for me to get on the level where I'm doing everything and in every facet, you know what I'm saying? It had to start somewhere. Like, it could have just popped up and this is how it went down for my life. But I'm telling you, like, I have always done stuff first and then it became popular, or that's what I saw. The only issue with the relevance is, why are all of y'all getting the pay? And why are you getting paid off my life and privacy? And like with the basketball, the NBA, and football NFL, they're playing game to my essence. Like, okay, there's a term, the entertainment curse, and I want to get over that. Because like I said, everyone is reporting on things that would be private if it was you. Why don't they pick a celebrity and follow them psychically and say every single thing that they're thinking? Oh, this person went and had Starbucks, and the Starbucks is a mocha latte with skim milk and whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Oh, this celebrity is cleaning up her house right now. Oh, and then there's the people that we're killed, we're dead if she does this or she. I mean, cleaning up the house is making or breaking you. And then, like I said, there's opponents that she run the world. Well, obviously, if I can't even clean up my house without somebody thinking it's doing something to them, that is psychopath. Ooh, that's doing something to you. If she does this, then it's a cause and effect. It's affecting me. That, are you out of your mind? If that was the case, problem solver, non-factor, if that was the case, then you would make it every which way for me to have a maid and have a maid do it. But you're doing nothing but sitting back and bitching. And you think it's a cause and effect that I'm living in. I'm like, oh, she's baking bread. It's affecting me. Oh, it's a cake. Oh my gosh, made a cake. That's what I'm saying about being, air quote, attacked in my own home. But yeah, back to the topic. These people, let me see if I can say it with ease. The NFL and the NBA are playing game to my essence, but it's not a game. That's what they don't get. And that goes along with the entertainment curse. This isn't a game. You think you just playing, you shooting the air ball, what is she thinking? Oh, what's she doing? And I'm just sitting back and I got to tolerate that. And I got a bill that I pay. I didn't think that I had to say it again. But in case you just tuned in, why are y'all getting the pay? Why are you getting paid off my life and my privacy? You think I want to be in here like a sim character, and you're just playing some game like a voyeur cam? See, that is a problem. And like I said, your relevance is coming from me. And anybody that wants to understand why I'm worth $1 trillion and why I'm worth more than you, it's because every single second of my life, you guys are living off of it. Okay, in order to make a commercial with marketing based on my life, and this is to the world, it doesn't matter if they're marketing to me, it doesn't matter if they're marketing to other people. It's still this process. All right, I'm a marketing person, assistant. I wake up in the morning, I get my products, I brush my teeth, and I eat. That takes money. Products and the breakfast takes money. It takes manpower. I get into, you know, after I get dressed, this is the chain. This is how it works. I put on my clothes, which I spent money for, and it's a chain of work and money. I get in my car. I spend gas. I spend my literal lifetime driving to work. That's time. That's money. I get there. There's a setup. I see boss. I see other people all getting paid, all the payroll. All that's money. That's making money for like a chain. That's making money for everything. You all need to get down. Because you're on a high horse because of me. And like I said, if it wasn't for you guys in my life for a decade now and getting that mental stability and that training, this place would have been, America, would have been over. Because you all, with what you were doing and how you were thinking, ran it into its course. You're relevant from what I'm doing, and you're into my essence, which is goes into my privacy as well. And it's a government curse or entertainment curse out there. And I'm just letting you know that I am about to fix lunch, so I hope you enjoyed my show, and thanks for listening, and have a good day.